Okay. Okay, Rabosa, I'm gonna scream. Let me know. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Back row? Back row?
Yeah.
Okay. I put it, can you see the board?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna short shear, just kind of put it all together. Okay, Rabosai, we're gonna take a little detour just to discuss this Reb Chaim, the idea of Halach Moshe Misinai Ha Mefareshes versus Halach Moshe Misinai Ha Mechadeshes. We saw the idea, the beginning of the idea when it comes to Orla. I'm sorry, when it comes to Mavir Dalam, which is a Rav, that's Halach Moshe Misinai. And we saw in the Ram that even though it's Halach Moshe Misinai, you normally do not get an Onesh for that. Here we're getting an Onesh. Why? Because we're taking the din of Hotzah, Mirshus, L'Rishus, and we're expanding it into a Rishus HaRabim, Dal Ramos is my Rishus, and that also is a different kind of Hotzah, Mirshus, L'Rishus. So that fancy shtickle Torah that we said yesterday in the Ran really emanates from this sugi. So we have a pasuk that tells us, Ki Savo El Ha'aretz, when you get into Eretz Yisrael, you'll go ahead and you'll be obligated in the midst of Orla for the first 3 years. You're not allowed to, that the plant, the fruit tree, has been planted. You can't get hana or eat from the fruit. In the 4th year, is net to revive, then you're allowed to do so. So I'm asking you, here's my chart. We have the Rambam, we have the Gaonim. Question number one, Orla's Eretz Yisrael. 3 years in Eretz Yisrael, first fruit, the three years of fruit, you're not allowed to get hana from. What is the source? The answer is? Pasuk. It's a mefurish of pasuk, nothing to talk about. Orlas chutz la'aretz. There is a halacha that the din of Orla applies also in chutz la'aretz. How do I know Orlas chutz la'aretz? What's the answer? Halacha lemoshe misinai. And that's a gemara. So no one's arguing with that. That's the Rambam, that's the Ga'inim. Halacha lemoshe misinai, halacha lemoshe misinai. Nothing to talk about. And now we get into, what about, I skipped a step, but Revai in Eretz Yisrael. That's also, of course, a pasuk. What about Revai in Chutz La'aretz? Is there a halacha of Revai? What is the halacha of Revai? Is that if I have peros of the year, the 4th year, what do I have to do with those peros? I have to either bring them to Yushalayim and eat them in Yushalayim, or redeem them on a coin, and the redemption on the coin goes to the coin absorbs their kedusha, and then I can eat them where they are. So is there a din of Revai in Chutz La'aretz? Says the Rambam, is there a halacha of Revai in Chutz La'aretz? Answer?
No.
The Rambam writes in Perek Yud Halacha Tezvav, Yira Li She'ein Din Neta Revai Noi B'Chutz La'aretz. And therefore, in Chutz La'aretz, if you have peros in the 4th year, you can eat them without pidyon. There is no din of Revai. So according to the Rambam, there is no halacha of Revai in Chutz La'aretz. Who disagrees with the Rambam? The Gaonim. And the Gaonim say that there is Revai in Chutz La'aretz, and if you have a vineyard of the 4th year, you don't have to schlep it all the way to Yishalayim, but you do have to redeem the Kedusha onto a coin, and according to the Gaonim, there is Revai in Chutz La'aretz.
Is it only a Keren, or it's anything?
So the way the Rambam quotes the Gaonim is Keren. It does say Keren. Okay, now. So that's issue number one. So what our mission is going to be in the next 10 minutes, it's going to be a quick to the point here, is what is the Hezber HaMachlokas? What are they arguing about? The Rambam says there's no Revai in Chutz La'aretz, and the Gaonim say there is Revai in Chutz La'aretz. That's issue number one. Issue number two is there an Onesh? I'm going to add min ha-Torah on Orlas Chutz La'aretz. Is there an Onesh on Orlas Chutz La'aretz? Do you get Malkus? If you ate Orlas Eretz Yisrael, there's Malkus. Take a look at the Rambam, Perek Yud Halacha. We'll go through Perek Yud Halacha test first. Ha-Orla Ketza, Kolonotei Ilan, the first 3 years. Asur Machil Vana, and your Loka Min HaTorah. So in Orlas Eretz Yisrael, you get Malkus. Bamed Vram Amun Benotei Eretz Yisrael, Shenemar Kisawa La'aretz. Abul Isser Orlas Chutz La'aretz is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Shevada Orla B'Chutz La'aretz Asura Sveika Muteres. And we'll explain that to you later on. So there is an Isser of Orlas Chutz Laretz learned from Halacha Moshe Misina. But then the Rambam says, source number 7, Perek Yud Halacha of Aleph, Va'ochel Kezayis, Mitevel Shel Divrayim, O Mikilei HaKerem, or Orlas Shel Chutz Laretz. Makinoso Makas Mardus. So if I ask the question, what onesh do you get min haTorah for eating Orlas Chutz Laretz according to the Rambam? What's the answer?
None
is the answer. Makas Mardus is a din derabbanan. So min haTorah, no malchus. No malchus. What do the Gaonim say? We don't know. We don't know. We really don't know. But I'm going to give you a secret. I won't be surprised if there is malchus min haTorah. Won't be surprised at all.
What does that say? Onesh
min haTorah al Orlas Chutz Laretz. Al Orlas Chutz Laretz. So Rabosai, we have a machlokes, Rambam, and Gaonim. Very straightforward, very simple. Rav Chaim is coming to explain this machlokes. That's what he's coming to do. And he's going to say something very simple and very straightforward and jumps off the page. But before I get to Rav Chaim, I want to just quote one more time, hopefully you can see it, the pasuk. What does the pasuk say? Remind me. Ki Savo El Haaretz Ve... What does it say? Untasim koleitz machal ve'araltem, etc. What does kisavo el haaretz mean? I know what it means. I know what it means. I'm asking, what does it mean? What?
So it can mean the time.
What?
It can be when the time of Orla comes to where the land, so like where you...
Kisavo el haaretz. Kisavo el haaretz. Then!
I'd say it's two options. It's
two options.
Or it starts from the time that originally Bnei Yisrael got to Eretz Yisrael, that's when the Chiyuv of Orla kicks in forever.
Wow.
I like that.
Two possibilities. Possibility number one, listen carefully, is Orla is a mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz. And where does the mitzvah therefore apply? In Eretz Yisrael. And where does it not apply? Doesn't apply in Chutzlaretz. Only applies in Israel. Period. The pasuk is interpreted as, where does the mitzvah apply? Answer? Eretz Yisrael. Where not? Chutzlaretz. That's one possibility. Second possibility. What does Kisavo El Haaretz mean? Not where, but. Not where, but. When. Meaning, does Orla apply worldwide? It says yes. But when does the Chiyuv begin? When the Jews settle into Eretz Yisrael. When they settle, Kisavo El Haaretz, when you get to Israel, then Orla applies where?
Everywhere.
But it only starts when there's a Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael. So Kisavo could mean, where is the mitzvah? Or it could mean, when is that? Okay, here's the Rav Chaim. I'm doing it outside, because I'm doing it outside. But you should do it inside. Rabosai, what's the Rambam's understanding of the Pasuk and the Halach Lamosh Nisi? You're right, Noah Kimmel. You're very smart. But could you spell it out?
Yeah. The Orla only applies in Eretz Yisrael.
The Pasuk says, where does Orla apply? In Eretz Yisrael. Where doesn't it apply? Chutzar. Step one. Keep going. Keep going. Don't stop. It only applies from where it only applies. The Pasuk. Only applies to Eretz Yisrael. Came along Halacha Lamosha Misinai and said what?
Said that it also applies in Chutz Laretz.
It also applies in Chutz Laretz. Is this like now a brand new din?
Yeah.
Or is it an expansion of an existing din? Be careful.
Brand new din.
Brand new din. Why? Because the Pasuk says Binyamin. The Pasuk says what? It only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Comes the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. You notice I wrote Hey Mem over here. Now I'm going to fill it in. Ha-mechadeshes. And tells you it also applies where? In Chutz Laretz. So Rabosai, what's the source of Orla's Chutz Laretz? Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. And therefore, does the Rambam say there's going to be malchus for eating Orlas Chutz Laretz? No, why not? Because it's a halacha l'moshim sinai hamechadeshes. It's a brand new din. No pasuk, no malchus. That's the Rambam. Smooth. What about the Gaonim? So the Gaonim said, no. You know what Kisavo El Haaretz means? You know where Orla applies? We're not sure where Orla applies. Orla could apply only in Eretz Yisrael. And Kisavo means where? Or Orla could apply what? Everywhere. And Kisavo means when? So what did the Halacha Moshe Misinai do? What did the Halacha Moshe Misinai do? It clarified what Kisavo El Haaretz means.
Yeah.
What does Kisavo El Haaretz mean?
Why would you need that?
What does Kisavo mean according to the Gaonim? It means when. That's what the Halacha Moshe Misinai clarified. That it means when. Ah, so what kind of Halacha Moshe Misinai is it? Hamefareshes, to clarify that this pasuk, Kisavo El Haaretz, means when you get into the land, where's Orla going to apply? Where's Orla going to apply?
Everywhere.
Ah. If it applies everywhere, what's the source that it applies everywhere? The pasuk. Because Kisavo means what? When. The pasuk now applies everywhere. So Rabosai. Number one, you gotta get malchus for all our chutz laretz? Yes, why? Because you have a pasuk. And? I'm sorry, does Revai apply in chutz laretz?
Yes.
The answer is yes. Why does Revai apply in chutz laretz?
It's from the pasuk.
Because basically all the Halacha Moshe Misinai is doing is taking the pasuk and stretching it. It's a stretcher. Stretching it into this pasuk, which you might think means only Eretz Yisrael, gets stretched into Chutz La'aretz. And as a result, Revai applies, because the pasuk, Revai piggybacks on Orla. If Orla in the pasuk applies, so Revai applies. And, arguably, you will get Malchus as well. Last point. Take a look, please, after the Rav Chaim on your Marmokobos. I threw in, for good measure, the Shiltos, and the Baal Lachos Gedolos. Here's a secret. The Shiltos is one of the Gaonim. Shiltos Rav Chai Gaon. The Baal Lachos is one of the late Gaonim. Look what they write. Shiltos. V'chihecha denaga arla be'eretz Yisrael, hachi naga b'chutz la'aretz. It also applies to chutz la'aretz. Hilchas ha'gamirolei. This is a halacha l'moshe Sinai. Daravas Rav Yochanan arla b'chutz la'aretz halacha l'moshe Sinai. Ela. So then what does it mean, v'chisavo? When it says kisavo la'aretz, d'chsiv by arla, gabi arla, what does that mean? If it applies in chutz la'aretz, how do you understand the pasuk? He's some laaretz. So look what the Gaonim say. Zman bia. What does zman bia mean? Zman bia. What does zman bia mean? When you arrive. When you arrive. That's when the chiyuv kicks in. Where?
Everywhere.
Everywhere. And that's the same the Balak's Kedos as well. Elamai k'sava k'disiv gabi ola zman bia. So what emerges? And again, this is nothing, I didn't say a word over here. This is all Rav Chaim. And if you read the Rav Chaim, you'll see this inside Rav Chaim. But what he does, he sets up a chakira of how you understand this halacha l'moshe Mesinai. And this is something that you'll put in your pocket. Because any time you see in Shas a halacha l'moshe Mesinai, ask yourself the question, what kind of halacha l'moshe Mesinai is it? Is it a brand new din? So then, you're not going to get an onesh. You also will not find auxiliary halachas that apply. It'll be just that din. But if it's a halacha l'moshe Mesinai that just expands a din, that interprets a pasuk, read it this way, so then it might be, it's linked into a pasuk. You might be subject to Malkus, and the auxiliary din of Ravai will now piggyback directly off of Orla because of this Yisrael. And what I am adding over here is I think this is the Pshat in the Ran in our Sukkah. If you look at the Ran, if you go back now and read the Ran carefully, you'll see that this Chiddush is really not the Chiddush of Rav Chaim. It's a Chiddush that's already subtly, but there, look inside, you'll see it in the Ran himself, where the Ran says, the halacha l'moshe Mesinai of Mavrid Dal Amos Brishus HaRabim is a halacha l'moshe Mesinai that's just explaining what Motzi Mirshus L'Rishus is defining my Dal Amos as a Rishus, therefore it's Chatzi Malacha, not Chatzi Shir, and that's why you'll get an Ones Skila and bring Karbanos for Mavrid Dal Amos, because it's not a halach l'moshe Mesinai ha-mechadeshes, it's a halach l'moshe Mesinai ha-mefareshes. Yes, Vin?
If, according to the Rambam, it's Arlan Chusarot is halach l'moshe Mesinai ha-mechadeshes, then why in Malchus Yisiros, the Aleph, he says that you get Malchus Marcus?
Because the rabbis still want to deter wrongful usher behavior. It's not an exception. The rabbis can always give malchus. You know, so they wanted. So that's a din d'rabbanan, but that's something they're choosing to do because they want to deter orlas chutz la'aretz. Yeah.
And they go on and were confused.
I didn't say they were confused.
You said they didn't know whether it was.
No. Don't. I'm being pedagogic. Be careful. What I'm saying is like this: the pasuk is vague. The pasuk is subject to two interpretations.
Yeah.
And therefore, the halacha l'moshe Mesinai, as understood by the Gaonim, reveals the meaning of the pasuk.
Wouldn't it make more sense to say the halacha l'moshe, if the pasuk meant that it was when, why would you need the halacha l'moshe Mesinai to tell you that you can also do it with chutz la'aretz? Wouldn't it make more sense to say that the halacha l'moshe Mesinai comes to, what the Rambam holds, that it comes to show you that there's a separate thing of doing it chutz la'aretz?
I don't think. I think they're both legitimate pshatim, and they are. That's how they're reading the psukim.
Yeah.
That's clearly how they're reading the psukim. Okay, man, we'll stop here. We'll pick it up. New sugya, brand new sugya tomorrow. Brand new.
Let me do more stuff. You want to go with that one? Having God?